It's Friday, December 20th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Hope for smart home integration. Facebook plans to try to dodge privacy laws. Google's cloud platform plan. And lessons to be learned as Wawa is hacked. This is the Business of Tech. Amazon, Apple, Google, and the Zigbee Alliance have all come together to develop and promote a new standard for compatibility among smart home devices. The idea is to make devices more secure and increase compatibility. The project is called Connected Home over IP and is at connectedhomeip.com. Members of the alliance include a long list of device manufacturers. The intention is to make the reference implementation open source and maintained on GitHub. So why do we care? This is really good news on the smart home front, as the complexity of this space is pretty overwhelming. Devices don't work well together and certainly aren't focused on security. The timeframe is late 2020 for a reference architecture, and thus years to see a difference in consumer devices. That is realistic, not to be viewed as a purely bad thing. If you care about linking these devices, this is the project to watch. The California Consumer Protection Act is scheduled to go into effect next month, and as we approach the rollout, Vox has reported on Facebook's approach to defending its web tracker, Pixel. The argument? That Facebook doesn't sell the data its trackers collect, but instead provides a service to businesses and websites. Link to the article in the show notes, but the TLDR, three legal experts don't think it'll work. So why do we care? Yesterday, I talked about Airbnb and Uber's legal strategies, and here we get a glimpse at the coming battle for Facebook. The California law is likely to be the de facto nationwide standard in the coming year, with such a concentration of tech companies on the West Coast and the size of the California economy in general. Companies like Microsoft are just applying the rules nationally, but Facebook looks like they're going to try and dodge it. Here's my take. This is a lot of energy to try and dodge, and Facebook doesn't have a great reputation to begin with. They aren't making it any easier here. Google's five-year plan for Google Cloud Platform is out. The goal is to surpass Microsoft Azure in the market within 4 years. In a report published by The Information, the plan is to double down on the cloud strategy after they considered withdrawing from the cloud infrastructure business. They decided against the withdrawal and instead planned to try and pass Microsoft, with stretch goal of beating Amazon. So why do we care? This is the category of understanding strategy. Google is growing in market share and is estimated to be about 10% of the infrastructure and platform as a service markets. AWS is 40% and Microsoft is nearing 20%. Big question for me comes to Google's general reliability to back a product. They have a track record of releasing, then killing products. There's even a website, killedbygoogle.com, to track that. This could make their seemingly rushed Stadia launch make more sense. If the goal is to push products out to make the Google Cloud Platform more robust, that shows a bit of a coherent strategy. I'd be skeptical of Google's commitment to anything. Last October, Google admitted on its earnings call that GCP is a drag on their financial performance. They could do something in this space, and they have the capabilities to do so, but will they? If I was picking a partner, it wouldn't be Google. Are you a fan of Wawa? With the holidays almost here, this is my go-to spot on the road to fill up the car with gas, take a break, and get a snack. Well, they were hacked. In a letter from the CEO, the company explains that it discovered malware in its payment processing systems on December 10th and believes it affects potentially all locations since March 4th, 2019. Payment information, but not PINs or CVV2 numbers, were compromised. So why do we care? Anyone who lives on the East Coast is likely familiar with Wawa, and a small little bit of heartbreak hits when you hear this news. I'm highlighting this cybersecurity story for two reasons. First, this is a good way to start a conversation with customers about alternative ways to pay. Payment systems like Apple Pay and Google Pay are much more difficult to compromise because of the secure one-time tokens used. I know I'm going to make an effort to switch completely to paying this way. Second, the time frame. Wawa was hacked 9 months ago and is only now discovering it. This is a statistic that's often cited when we talk about incidents, but statistics are hard to internalize. Here's a specific example to cite that's very understandable to users. Episode 38 of the Killing It podcast is out. First topic, disruptions, what it means to have a market disrupted. Moving on to driverless deliveries and the invasion of the robots. And finally, SplinterNet. What does it mean that the internet is beginning to segment? Three topics, three hosts, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Download the podcast today on your favorite podcatcher. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. As we go into the weekend, I know I'm going to spend a ton of time internalizing and thinking about The Rise of Skywalker. I do recommend you catch it. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you on Monday.